If you are in the agriculture business and in need of labor, equipment, hay and livestock, or want to sell something, the Wyoming Livestock Roundup has it all. Hi, I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. Along with weekly advertisements, the Roundup has a great section of regional classified ads to meet the needs of your business. To subscribe, call 1-800-967-1647. Thank you.
I'm seeing my father in me.
Join us for the 15th annual Cache Valley Cowboy Rendezvous, March 3rd through the 9th at the Cache County Event Center in Logan, Utah. The Cowboy Rendezvous boasts free admission to daytime stages of continuous Western music and cowboy poetry and the vendor area. Get your tickets for the featured events, including the Thursday night kickoff concert featuring Susie Bogus, a family dance Friday night, a Saturday matinee featuring the Bar D Wranglers, and the Saturday evening concert with Paul Overstreet. Then the whole weekend culminates Sunday morning with Cowboy Church. Tickets are available at the door or on their website at cvcowboy.org. We'll see you at the Cache Valley Cowboy Rendezvous March 3rd through 9th at the Cache County Event Center in Logan, Utah. Come feed your inner cowboy.
And we share some thoughts about family life.
And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cowmercials.
Yep, Eternal Badger.
The Eternal Badger, you betcha. Let's have some music, shall we?
Please.
Let's do it. Sister Junie Tunes is riding along with us. Junie Fisher is riding with us. This is To Remember the Alamo.
Henry Watson stands tall in his Sunday best. Carmelita Pinon is in white. Their grandfather's grandfathers fought to the death for a patch of adobe one night. Oh, what a fearsome battle. The blood flowed like wine in the sand. Who would have thought this would be the same spot they'd end up in love holding hands? They'll remember the Alamo fondly, for theirs was a perfect night. Carmelita agreed with Henry, his soulmate would be his bride. And the city lights winked in the distance, and the old Texas moon bowed low, and the mockingbird suddenly sang them a song to remember the Alamo. At a tiny cafe, Del Toro, overlooking the river walk, he noticed her wearing two silver ponchos that gave him a reason to talk. Like these, you can buy stuff like this in store. They've been in my family six generations. Granby Subuelo wore them to said, if my great-grandpa ever saw us, he'd spin in his grave. He swore by the scars on the Alamo walls, he'd never let even one fade. They took a walk at sunset to wander and look around, and two hearts surrendered where no surrendered before on those hallowed grounds. They'll remember the the Alamo fondly. But theirs was a perfect night. Carmelita agreed with Henry, his soulmate would be his bride. And the city lights winked in the distance, and the old Texas moon bowed low. And the mockingbird suddenly sang them a song to remember the Alamo. To remember the Alamo.
Yeah, I'm going to get to see her this weekend.
Oh, really?
I am. It's been too long.
You lucky dog. Long last time long. I saw her, she was half the woman she was.
She is. I'm going to see her this week. Skip a couple weeks, and I'm going to see her again.
See you again.
Down in Alpine, Texas.
Nice.
Yeah, isn't that something?
That's good stuff.
It right is. There, it's awesome. She's quit touring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She hung up parked the cowgirl camper.
Did she?
Yeah. And she'll just do periodic.
Hit and miss.
We all kind of get that way.
Yeah, we're there, aren't
we? Yeah, we sure are. Yeah. Which reminds me.
Flying's good.
I gotta talk to you. I gotta talk to you about one here in a minute. But anyway, all right. trivial crap.
The stuff that just doesn't mean anything
right.
stays in your brain, and the stuff you want to remember, you can't.
What engine did you have in your pickup in high school?
327.
Yep.
Yeah.
Corvette headers.
With a four barrel.
Yeah.
Holly four barrel.
In an old 67
Chevy pickup.
Chevy pickup.
Oh,
you could bark the tires with that, and you did.
All the time.
And you did.
Yeah.
Frequently.
It would only, the peak speed was only 80 miles an hour, but you could get there real fast.
It was just like a quarter horse.
Exactly.
You could get there really fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, you can remember that.
I remember that stuff. Yeah. What's in my diesel?
I don't even know what liter it is anymore.
5.8, who knows?
I know. 5.9 was the old straight six. I can't remember.
Yeah.
See?
Don't know.
See? There you go.
Can't know.
I do know that you could fit comfortably four people in the front of that pickup.
Yes, you can.
And we did, and it wasn't always four guys.
Which made it even better.
The best part of it was, four. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. A bench seat.
A bench seat. Man.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Yeah. And now we have a double cab, and it's always full.
You know, we've got the crew cab now. You can still only fit two people in the front
right.
and two adults in the back comfortably.
The back. Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Holy cow.
What's up with that?
You ask, I don't know. Anyway, I'm gonna move on.
Here. Let's keep moving.
You got me ticked off.
We're waxing nostalgic.
Let's do a little cowpoke poetry.
What you got?
Well, hey, you're making a cameo in this one.
Oh.
Yeah, those were the days. Two brothers sat on a porch just talking about the way it used to be. They debated the good old days while rocking, but they never seemed to agree. Seems each of them recalled it differently from the way the other one did. Many years had passed, and not very gently, from the time that each was a kid.
Do you remember the pond in the 40 where we skinny dipped all day? Boy, those were the days when a kid was set free. We would pass the hours away.
But don't you remember the stinging nettle that adorned our favorite pool? When you fell, it really tested your mettle. You couldn't even walk to school.
What about the clod fights we had in the garden spot? We spent hours pelting each other. Ah, those were the days that just could not be bought. Quality time with your brother.
But don't you remember when I picked up a rock and chucked it instead of a clod? It knocked you out cold and left a nice pock. I swear you nearly saw God.
How about the BB gun trips we'd take to the old dump? We'd shoot up beer bottles and cans. Now those were the days we'd reload by the stump, gunfighting those old pots and pans.
Yeah, but don't you remember that rusty old nail that you stuck through the sole of your boot and the tetanus shots that made you turn pale? Oh, yeah, that was really a hoot.
But you have to admit, the hours we spent horseback was time of our lives. Oh, those were the days, all the places we went, pretending to be on the drives.
Yeah, but don't you recall when that little paint dusted you off under a tree? You broke your arm in three places, and that ain't counting what he did to your knee.
Well, you make it sound like our childhood just sucked, that nothing we did was of worth, that all our dogs bit and every horse bucked, and did since the day of our birth.
Now, that's not what I'm saying. Don't make it sound bad. Our childhood went out in a blaze. I enjoyed each and every wreck that you had. I'm telling you, those were the days. Yeah, it's amazing how you remember things differently, isn't it? Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
man, that is.
How about a little Dick's Pick?
Oh, man, a classic.
Who's singing?
Statler Brothers.
What are they singing?
Do you remember these?
Of course I do.
Saturday morning, cereals, chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike green. Flat tops, sock tops, Studie Baker, Pepsi, please. Ah, do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks rolled down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down. Movie stars on Dixie cup tops and knickers to your knees. Ah, do you remember these? The Hit Parade, Grape Truade, the Sadie Hawkins dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair, and peg in your pants. Howdy doody, tutti frutti, the seam up the back of her hose. Ah, do you remember those? James Dean, he was keen, Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, ask daddy for the keys. Ah, do you remember these?
The boogeyman, lemonade standing, taking your tonsils out. Bend and burn and wait your turn, and four foul balls you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving lucky stars. Can you remember back that far?
To boat neck shirts and fender skirts and crinoline petticoats. Mom's a word and a dirty bird and a double root beer float. Moon hug caps and loud heel taps, and he's a real gone cat. Ah, do you remember that?
Dancing clothes, little moron jokes, and cooties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair. Charles Atlas course, Roy Rogers horse, and only the shadow knows. Remember those?
Gable's charm, frog in your arm, loud mufflers, bitch and woo. Going steady, Veronica and Betty, white bucks and blue suede shoes. Knock, knock jokes, who's there? Dewey.
Dewey who?
Dewey, remember these? Yes, we do. Ah, do we remember these?
Yeah, there's a bunch of those I remember, but there's a bunch I don't. But anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I remember the trivial stuff, but let's ditch out to a cow commercial.
Really?
Yeah, let's do it. And when we come back, you can teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.